Women are shutting under mango trees at Bori State Hospital as they wait for antenatal care services. The services include a mandatory HIV test, and some women say they are anxious and curious as they wait for their turn to see a doctor. Achan Mabior is one of them.
My heart was pumping faster when I came here. I was worried that HIV may be found in my blood because you can't trust men these days. Recently, Jongole was found to be one of the leading states in South Sudan with a high number of infections. That makes a lot of women like me very worried.
Achan says she was relieved after her test was negative. Awoy Malek says HIV testing is a routine practice for her family because her husband has another wife.
Regular testing is how we are managing. When my co-wife stops her child from breastfeeding and gets ready for another pregnancy, she goes for testing with our husband. The same as me. He is staying on that side of Upper Nile, and when he comes, we also go for testing. But if I am still breastfeeding, he goes for testing with the other wife.
As in other parts of South Sudan, some residents in Jonglei State practice polygamy. Atonga Jack works as a nurse at an antenatal facility. She says each day she registers at least one case of pregnant woman testing positive for HIV and encourages them to seek voluntary counseling and testing.
When I'm doing tests, I can get one a day or two a day. Yeah, when I test the mother and I found positive, I make referral form from here to BCT and call the husband for further management. We call the husband, we test the husband. When the husband also is positive, and then we make enrollment also, and they continue with their drugs.
Ajak March is the tuberculosis and HIV coordinator in Jonglei State. He says over 800 mothers tested positive for HIV in Jonglei State this year.
Actually, it is compulsory. The government of South Sudan say all the mothers who are seeking for the ALC service must be tested. Not them alone, should be escorted by their husband together so that they will come and know their status. You can't not trust somebody by physical experience, by their health. Just you trust him when you know, when you go for the testing.
He says since 2011, over 32,000 people have been living with HIV in Jonglei State. Health experts, including UNAIDS officials, say a lack of resources, widespread stigma and insecurity undermines effort to fight HIV across South Sudan and Jonglei State in particular. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer, reporting from Bor.